Thank you for calling Manhattan Care. I mean, speak, may I help you?
Hi, it's John from Bank of Cardiff again.
Sure, hold on one second.
Okay.
Smith Street in Brooklyn, accessible via the Bergen Street Station. For more detailed directions, visit us online at ManhattanFootCare.com.
Give him a minute. He'll be right with you, honey.
Okay.
Your time and patience.
At Manhattan Foot Care, we empathize with how many miles you put on your feet. That's why we offer a full suite of services to give our patients what they need most. Come to us for ultrasound, sonogram, radio frequency, NCV, shockwave, and surgical treatments. We try to offer the best, and in addition, we have our pained patients indulge in paraffin wax.
Dr. Mena speaking.
Hey, Dr. Mena, it's Shaw from Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, Shaw.
Hey, so I just have an answer for you for the question you had about the credit card processor identification number.
Yeah.
So for that part, we would just want you to write down who your credit card processor is. And then I think that's Global Payment is who you use, right?
I think so.
Okay. And then the identification number is just your account number, which is the association number, which is on your merchant statement.
Okay.
Or merchant number, sorry. Merchant number.
So the merchant number.
Mm-hmm. And I have that number for you so that way you don't have to...
Yeah, give it to me.
Okay. It's
1679.
Yeah, 1679 79. So it's 779. And then 6254.
And this was Global, right?
Yes, Global Payment.
Okay. And I don't sign where it says accepted and agreed by commercial finance and leasing by, no, right?
No, that's for us to sign.
That's
and then also for that last page, you don't have to fill out that last part either. The one that's after the asterisks.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that doesn't need to be signed. Everything else needs to be initialed.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else I'm missing here?
Let's
you said
see.
Page 4 or something?
Let's see. So let's go from page 1 down. So page 1, you don't have anything to sign. Page 2 is where you will sign for seller.
Seller and guarantor.
And guarantor. And
guarantor. Yep.
Okay. And page 3 is just initials. Oh, sorry. Page 3 doesn't have any initials. Page
initials.
4 is initial as seller and guarantor.
5 initials, both seller and guarantor. 6... Similarly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
7, 8.
Mm-hmm. 8 is where you, oh, yeah, you don't have to sign that part. That's for us
okay,
to
9
sign.
9 is same. 10 is nothing, right?
10 is nothing, yes.
11.
Nothing.
And then 12 is just signatures print for both,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 13 we just discussed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then the last page is not important, not pertinent.
The last page, you only have to fill out the bank name, the account number, and your routing number.
Okay. Which you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. And I'll fax this back to you.
Okay.
All righty?
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
I'll look out for it.
Good. Yep, thank
Thanks.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.